All right, well, let's move on to HCC. And Axel, I wanted to ask you to sort of start the discussion out addressing one of the most common questions we hear from oncologists, which is, you know, when do you use local modalities like TACE? When do you use systemic therapy like sorafenib? Can you combine them? There's a lot of, I sense, maybe turf issues that go in there with the interventional radiologist and the hepatologist. But maybe we can just start out with your overall sort of strategy of how you approach HCC in terms of local versus systemic treatment.
Yeah, but I completely agree. This is kind of an interesting turf war going on between interventional radiologists and medical oncologists. And with the kind of advent of sorafenib as medical therapy, we actually now see more HCC patients in our clinical practice, which were treated by hepatologists and interventional radiologists for a long time. So now the question comes up, TACE versus sorafenib or TACE plus sorafenib. So coming back to what TACE is chemoembolization, mainly used as a local regional therapy for patients with multifocal, non-resectable HCC, liver dominant or liver exclusive disease, so no distant metastasis, and has a long history, actually goes back several decades, and was very poorly tested in randomized trials, but kind of more case series than meta-analysis, et cetera. So I do believe eventually when you look at the bottom line, TACE does influence survival, can be beneficial for patients with multifocal disease. And there's clearly some overlap in terms of the patient population that is candidate for TACE and candidate for sorafenib. So it really goes down to the question of sometimes who sees the patient first, you know, what's the flow of patient within an institution, et cetera. And so the question came up, does it make sense to combine TACE plus sorafenib? And actually there is an intriguing biologic hypothesis. TACE induces hypoxia, at least in tumor tissue, which upregulates pro-angiogenic factors. So could you use a VEGF inhibitor, which sorafenib is, among other things, to block this angiogenic rebound, you know, that can occur and actually make the effect of TACE better? Now, we have data from a clinical trial conducted in Japan and Korea, which was presented last year and actually published last year in European Journal of Cancer on a phase 3 level, which indicated, you know, if you sequence TACE and then wait 1 to 3 months until you start sorafenib, it doesn't work. There was really no difference in progression-free survival in the overall patient population. Now, the question is, should we use sorafenib or any TKI earlier, or start patients on sorafenib and then do an embolization and then continue sorafenib to really address this presumed rebound or kind of acceleration of pro-angiogenic factors after TACE? This is actually being studied right now in 2 trials. One of it is led by ECOG, an intergroup trial, 1208, which really only stops sorafenib for the time of embolization, but tries to keep patients on continued sorafenib to not have this gap between TACE and initiation of sorafenib. And I think this is probably a more biologically sound approach. So the trial is currently accruing. It's not accruing as well as we thought it would be. About a third of patients have been accrued, according to what I saw. So I do believe this is an interesting question, TACE plus minus sorafenib. And I can see that this turf war between interventional radiology and medical oncology for this patient population where there's a clear overlap and indication will not be resolved unless we have a prospective trial.
Bert, how do you approach this question in your own practice?
Hey, I'm fortunate to, like Axel, to practice in a place where we have a multidisciplinary team that evaluates these patients. So unlike other places, we don't have this turf battle. We all evaluate them together and make a decision. We'll use regional therapies when they're appropriate. We tend still to favor chemoembolization, but some subsets of patients we'll treat with radioembolization, such as people with portal vein thrombosis, people we can't treat with standard embolization. At this point, I think that there are really 2 essentially negative studies of combining sorafenib and TACE at the same time, you know, either sequentially or concurrently. There was another trial presented at the ASCO GI Symposium this year called the SPACE trial, which was a phase 2 study, but it was essentially negative. It didn't provide much of a signal for sorafenib in this setting. So to me, if you're going to proceed with a regional therapy strategy, you stick with that strategy until the patient has shown signs of failing that strategy, meaning they've progressed on therapy, before switching over to sorafenib.
Can you talk a little bit more? You talk about if local therapy is indicated. In your mind, what is an indication, and specifically, do you see taste as a way to sort of debulk the disease?
Yes. In some ways, taste is very similar to giving chemotherapy. We give chemotherapy to try and shrink disease or delay progression, and that's essentially what taste does. And in this case, we're just doing it in a disease that tends to remain confined to the liver. I think the ideal candidates for taste are people with sort of medium-sized tumors, too big to ablate, people who aren't surgical candidates, no vascular involvement. Some of those patients can respond to taste literally for years. So that's really the ideal candidate. Where we start to have questions are, you know, tumors that are larger yet, say, you know, 7, 8, 9 centimeter tumors, tumors with vascular involvement. Those are a gray area, and then you start to get beyond that, and I think you're in an area where systemic therapy is more appropriate.